Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. Jesse Stewart here. Joining us now, he is the co-owner of Big Iron Auctions and Big Iron Realty, and he's a farmer himself in Nebraska. Mark Stock is on the live line with us today. Mark, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing very good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Hey, I am doing great, Mark, and I appreciate you joining us here today to talk about Big Iron Auctions. And, you know, it's an uncertain time, that's for sure. We were talking about that off air before we jumped on here today, and it's really just it's a weird time. We're navigating these waters well, but we were talking about how, you know, the weather's nice and farmers sounds like they're getting out into the field and starting their spring plant.
Well, across the country, we have sales reps all across the ag belt, the Midwest here, who are reps for Big Iron, and a lot of these folks are farmers themselves, which is why I guess our platform works so well. We really relate well to agriculture. But everybody's working a little bit ahead of pace in a lot of the spaces. Some people are getting some moisture and they're getting frustrated. Hopefully they don't have nightmares of last year. But, I guess farmers are resilient. We know we've got a job to do, and we know we're going to get it done.
Very true, Mark. Very true. Well, let's talk about Big Iron Auctions. And I think many people are familiar with you and with Big Iron Auctions. But for those who may not be, can you give us just a bit of a background on the business and how you got started?
Well, my brother Ron and I started the auction company, Stock Auction Company, back in the early 80s. And started doing salt and pepper household sales. Then got into the machinery business, selling for some folks who were retiring. And then in 2001, we started to broadcast our open outcry sales over the internet in real time. And that was kind of an interesting time period. And we were noticing that the crowd sizes were getting a little smaller because more and more people were participating from the convenience of wherever their internet connection was. Then we had a little bit of a downturn in the auction industry in 2008. When ethanol came on board and a lot of people weren't retiring, and a lot of people said, why don't you have some sort of a consignment sale? And we said, well, why don't we just do one online only? Because this equipment was scattered all over and people were having a challenge freighting it around. And that's when we came out with the Big Iron brand, which was an online-only platform in February of 2009. And it has grown now over the past 11 years to a tremendous following from bidders all over North America. We've got global bidders and buyers from different countries as well, and have a really good sales team. Once again, there are sales reps that are scattered throughout the Midwest. Most of them are farmers themselves, and this is kind of one of their extra jobs that they have to help support their communities in providing them this auction service, where we sell everything online every Wednesday to the highest bidder with no reserves. We don't charge a buyer's fee, and we make sure that everything is being sold lien-free as well. Those are some of the talking points that make, or our value propositions, I guess, that make all of the bidders and buyers comfortable with Big Iron.
Well, Mark, I think back to, you know, the auctions of the past, and it seemed like a lot of auctions took place in the springtime. Maybe there was a few in the fall. But now with technology and with the online platform that Big Iron has, that's not the case. Things are going year-round, aren't they?
They go year-round. People sell in the time of use season because these sales are every Wednesday. And if you've got a row crop cultivator right now that you want to sell, a lot of those are being sold the next couple weeks because they're going to be used here in the next couple weeks. We got a lot of haying equipment being sold because the hay is going to get cut here in a couple weeks. We still have sprayers selling, but most of the planters sold in the prior, you know, 2 months. Tractors sell year-round, and harvest equipment sells pretty much year-round. Semi-trucks sell year-round. Every week we've got a great selection of semi-trucks and grain trailers and flatbed trailers. And this week and next week we're seeing a lot of lawnmowers, believe it or not. These riding commercial-grade mowers are selling because some of these implement dealerships have taken mowers in on trade, and they're selling those items too. So we have big items. We have little items on the Big Iron platform.
Well, Mark, what's the hottest selling item right now? And a second part to this, I know coronavirus, COVID-19 is having an impact everywhere. Has that changed any buying habits right now? Has it changed the state of the auction industry right now? So maybe you can answer both parts of that question for me.
Well, you know, our platform is online only, and it's been that way since 2009. But we have noticed a lot of the postponements and cancellations of a lot of the open outcry sales, and a lot of those folks now are listing their equipment to sell on our bidding platform. But more importantly, our bidder base and registration base has just shot through the roof. Some people that said, hey, I'm not going to buy online, are now looking at online because that's the only way they can access the equipment that they need. And of course, our platform, we have a lot of pictures and we have video footage of the items that operate, and we always publish the owner's name and their phone number, so a buyer can feel confident when bidding because they've talked to the owner. And we strongly encourage people to talk to the owner. And with the COVID-19 thing going on, we try to provide them enough information where they don't have to go inspect it, and they can contact the Big Iron rep because their name and number is listed there as well. Now, we do encourage people still to go look at the equipment when they have an opportunity to do so, and we position and stage the equipment in an area where you can drive in the person's lane or their driveway, and you can go walk around the items and look at it without having any interaction with the landowner if you're worried about any of the virus anywhere. But those are just some of the things that we do to help keep everybody safe. And because of the cancellation and postponements of these other auctions, our participation and registration numbers have shot up 63% in the last 3 weeks.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing stats to hear, Mark. Maybe tell us what's hot on the block right now, so to speak. What's some of the hottest selling items right now on Big Iron Auctions?
Well, planters and drills a couple of weeks ago were phenomenal, and I think a lot of the folks that got caught last year with all the wet situations this year said, that's not going to happen to me again. So they were adding additional planting equipment to their arsenal of machinery. So planters were really selling well. Drills were really selling well. Now we're seeing a tone into some of the construction-related items, too. The summer months when the farmers have already got a lot of their equipment purchased to get their crops in the ground now, we're seeing some of the construction equipment sell really, really well on this Big Iron site. And I know that sounds funny because we're an ag site, but, you know, farmers still need items that they can go out there and fix their washouts and the ditches and such like that. They look for those items on this website. But we are seeing some of the hay equipment selling really good. That's kind of popping right now. Smaller planters, believe it or not, if you have a 4-row or a 6-row planter that's sitting in your building and you haven't used for a couple years, you need to give us a call because those are extremely popular, and those have come back into fashion because you can't find them. So if some of your listeners have those items, pick up the phone or go to bigiron.com and send us a request to have a rep come see you if you want to sell your 4-row and 6-row planters.
Well, Mark, you kind of alluded to this a few times here. If I'm a farmer, I want to get something listed with BigIronAuctions.com, and you talk about the reps you have across the country and BigIron.com. How do they go about getting something listed with you guys?
Well, there's a phone number on our website. You can call that. That will get you into our main switchboard, and they'll pass your information on to the rep or the district manager that's in that space, or you can just shoot us an email, and there's a sell your equipment button on our website as well. You can click on that and it'll send an email right into the supercomputer that divvies those out based on where your location is at. And then somebody will contact you and schedule a time either A, to meet with you in person and maintain a safe social distance, or they can do most of the conversation over the phone. They can email you our paperwork so you can review that. And then they'll go out and schedule a time to take the pictures and the video footage. So it's a relatively simple process, and we collect the money. We disperse the money to the landowner or to the seller. We do all of that, and it's a full-service venue, and we also do the real estate side as well. We sell farms and ranches, and it's all done online, and we've got the real estate agents, brokers, and salespeople scattered in several of the states all across the country.
Well, Mark, looking at the way things are right now, I know margins are tight, not just with the state of the ag economy, but just the world in general right now. And you talk about different things as far as equipment, and you mentioned land as well. Maybe what are some things farmers can look at selling right now to maybe generate some of that extra revenue to try and weather the storm that we're kind of going through right now?
Well, we have what we call seller seminars several times throughout the year in different areas. And one of the main things we try to emphasize is if you've got some machinery in your operation that you haven't used in the last 2 years, those are the things you need to start with first. Now, obviously, you always have those sentimental pieces, right? You have something that's sentimental to you, and then, you know, it's tough to sell those things. But the items that you haven't used that's taking up space in your building or might be parked outside and hasn't been used, those things might not be something that you're using, but somebody else is looking for it. And that's what's unique and special about the internet. You'll have equipment in one part of the country that maybe people have switched over from 38-inch rows or 36-inch rows to 30-inch rows, or even from 30s to 20s or 22-inch rows, and you think, geez, nobody's going to use my 30-inch or 36-inch cultivator anymore. Well, there's people in other parts of the country that want those items, and they'll pay a premium for them because they can't find them. And that's what's nice about the internet. Our footprint is all across North America, and our viewership is in the millions of viewers, different IP addresses every week, in the millions. So there's a lot of exposure out there, folks, and people will see your item, they'll call you, they'll ask you questions, and then it'll be sold in an unreserved auction platform where competition through people who are actively pursuing the item that you want to sell are bidding and competing for it. That's the glory of a no-reserve auction.
Well, Mark, all great insight into what you guys do at Big Iron Auctions and, of course, what's going on right now with the state of the auction industry. Anything else you could think of you want to mention today before we run out of time?
Well, our platform is a safe platform, and it's one that's been around for a long time. You know, we started utilizing the internet in the early 2000s. I believe it was 2001 when we broadcast that first open outcry sale over the internet. And it has really, really evolved. So we have gone through a lot of trial and error, a lot of education in order to perfect where we're at right now. We're still making changes to increase the user experience. But we have a great team of people that are assembled. We're always looking for additional reps to help us grow our business, and we work with other auction companies too that want to get in this space that haven't been in the online internet space before. So if anybody out there hears this and they want more information, feel free to pick up the phone and call us. We've got a toll-free number, 1-800-WE-SELL-8.
Well, and you can also find them at BigIron.com. He's the co-owner of Big Iron Auctions and Big Iron Realty, Mark Stock. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Again, you can learn more at BigIron.com. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.